This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou. In a surprise move, President Donald Trump saying that he will push back by a couple of weeks anyway the raids planned for Sunday by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from the president and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posting a picture of a pensive Kim holding a letter, apparently with White House letterhead. The report quoting Kim as praising its excellent content. The report not saying anything else about the content of the letter. President Trump said earlier this month that he received a beautiful, very personal, and very warm letter from the North Korean leader. And though nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korean officials are stalled, Kim and Trump have been exchanging letters and pictures for the past year, and each man saying that their relationship remains warm. And as he was on his way to Camp David, without providing any details, the President Trump saying that he's planning major new sanctions against Iran to take effect on Monday. Trump's tone was much softer on Saturday after a week of intense actions between the U.S. and Iran, since U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers. This is VOA News. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army was shot and killed by his bodyguard late Saturday, hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. A spokeswoman for Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Army Chief Seri Mekonnen and a retired general were killed in a coordinated attack in Seri's home. Belin Seom said earlier today what she called a hit squad broke into a meeting in Amhara state capital, killing regional president Ambashu Mekonnen and one of his senior advisors. State media reporting that the general Asumu Sieg, Amhara state's head of security, was the leader of the coup attempt. The bodyguard is reported to have been arrested, but Asumu is not in custody. Mauritian voters are awaiting results after going to the polls in the country's first election without an incumbent presidential candidate since the 2008 coup. Though voters were mobilized for these elections, many are wary that the Independent National Electoral Commission, which earlier this year refused appeals to employ foreign observers, that might not hold fair elections. The death toll in a deadly building collapse in Cambodia is at least 17 people, with 24 injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building, which was under construction. Survivors said at least 50 to 60 workers used in the building. They were using it as their housing. Well, dozens of protesters are arrested after they shut down the street outside of the New York Times building in Manhattan yesterday afternoon to demand more coverage of climate change. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The group Extinction Rebellion hung banners on the New York Times building as well as the Port Authority bus terminal and then sat down on 8th Avenue and blocked traffic. A police recording blasted a message telling protesters they'd be arrested if they refused to move. Todd Fernandez said he came here to be arrested. He wants to make the point that media organizations like the Times need to make climate change the headline every day.
There needs to be a paradigm shift within the media. You need to stop looking at this as if you're reporting on the climate and Mars and start being citizens of the United States and reporting on this like the true crisis that it is.
The Times says it supports the group's right to express their point of view but disagrees. The paper says it published almost 800 articles about the climate last year. Julie Walker, New York.
And the South China Sea, a cause for concern among many leaders at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, because of the dispute between the U.S.-China trade war and the long-ranging territorial conflicts. This is VOA News.